Knowledge is power, tieto on valtaa sanotaan. Se, joka tietää, on paremmassa asemassa kuin se, joka ei tiedä, vai mitä Tuula?
Aivan oikein, Eeva. Koulutus auttaa selviytymään niin työtehtävissä kuin yhteiskunnan jäsenenäkin.
Ja Etä-Englannin kolmannen kurssin aiheena ovatkin koulutus ja työelämä, kun taas rakenteiden opiskelun kohteena ovat suora ja epäsuora esitys, adjektiivin ja adverbin vertailu sekä passiivi.
Englanti on ollut koulutuksen edelläkävijä monessa suhteessa. Seuraavassa kuulettekin esittelyn Englannin avoimesta yliopistosta, The Open University, The OU.
Kuunteluun liittyy 5 englanninkielistä kysymystä, joihin vastataan lyhyesti, kirjallisesti, englanniksi.
Voitte kirjoittaa nyt kysymykset muistiin, mutta löydätte ne myös internetsivuiltamme, jonne olemme laatineet avuksenne myös sanaston.
Tässä radio-ohjelmassa kuulette esitelmän vain kerran. Äänimerkki osoittaa, mistä osasta vastaus kysymykseen löytyy.
Valmistautukaa nyt kirjoittamaan kysymykset muistiin. Mac sanoo kunkin kysymyksen 2 kertaan. Mac, your turn.
Thanks, Tuula. Question 1. What kind of students was the Open University planned to help in the very beginning? What kind of students was the Open University planned to help in the very beginning? 2. There are 2 conditions that a student must meet to be able to study at the OU. What are they? There are 2 conditions that a student must meet to be able to study at the OU. What are they? 3. How do the OU students get advice on how to study? How do the OU students get advice on how to study? 4. Give an example of tuition support. Give an example of tuition support. 5. What do practically all OU students have in common? What do practically all OU students have in common?
Ja nyt itse esitelmä.
Today in our series of programs introducing different channels of further education for adults, we talk about the OU, the Open University. I'll first provide you with some background information and then concentrate on dealing with some of the most frequently asked questions. The original idea of an open university was just to give support to students who were already studying at university. In the course of time, it developed into a university independent of geographical, qualificational, and time restrictions. The first students started their studies in 1971. They were undergraduates who wanted to take a degree in one of the many courses available. At the same time, the planning of so-called continuous educational programs was started. This is a type of education which is more and more on the increase. The reasons for that are many. In working life, employees need new skills and up-to-date knowledge to be able to get a promotion. They're also expected to be more aware of the functions of society and their own community. A question often asked is, what qualifications a student has to have to be able to become a student at the Open University? Practically none, provided that the applicant is over 18 and the course she or he wants to take is not fully booked. Some hesitate to sign up because they are afraid of having to spend all their spare time studying and so losing their social contacts. It is, however, entirely up to the student to decide how much time she or he wants to spend on studying. You set your own pace, and if you wish, you can study for the rest of your life. Quite a few students also work full-time while studying. Special radio and television programs are provided to introduce the Open University to those who are not familiar with it and give guidance on how to study effectively. There are also programs to help students with the more complex parts of their courses. One of the most frequent questions is what courses are offered. The majority of courses are those leading to BA, Bachelor of Arts, or BSc, Bachelor of Science degrees. But more and more students tend to choose so-called professional development programs in management, health, social welfare, and computer applications, for example. Many people find the idea of studying entirely on their own somewhat scary. The Open University has created a special study system, the so-called OU-supported Open Learning System, which brings both the courses and study materials within the reach of almost everybody. This is how it works. For each course, there is a textbook plus a workbook. There may also be other printed material, such as additional exercises, information about appropriate radio and TV programs, and so on. If you have chosen a science or technology program, you will also have some practical work included. In that case, you can get a home kit to work with. Audio and video cassettes are also available, as well as computer software to help the students with their studies. A speciality of the Open University is the personal tuition support it offers. Every student belongs to a study group guided by a teacher called a tutor. If they have any questions concerning the study problems or a request to comment on their written work, they can be sent to the tutor by post, telephone, fax, or via the internet. If the distances are not too long, special group sessions called tutorials can be arranged on weekday evenings or on Saturdays according to the students' wishes. In addition, students are encouraged to form informal study groups to make studying easier and more interesting. The tutor is there to help establish a study group like that because she or he knows the students in the area. The students come from all walks of life, and their reasons for enrolling vary a lot. One of the commonest reasons for young mothers has been to develop themselves after dropping out of school due to an early marriage or having got tired of the never-ending drudge of school, as they may have felt at the time. Another type of student is the unemployed person with no previous qualifications who wishes to complete his or her degree or learn a new skill to get a job. Some may not want to devote their whole time to studying, and so they choose to go to work and develop themselves at the same time. And then, of course, there are both those who study just for the fun of it and those who want to get a graduate or postgraduate degree. But what they all share is that they have joined voluntarily, and that's why there are extremely few who we would call dropouts. Well, listeners, that's all for today. If you now feel like finding out more about studying in a modern, international learning environment, not restricted by time and place, visit the OU internet pages. Goodbye until next week.
Kysymysten muodostaminen on tärkeä taito. Sitä voi mainiosti harjoitella edellisen kuuntelun pohjalta.
Muuntakaa kuuntelu vuorokeskusteluksi siten, että teette tekstin pohjalta niin monta kysymystä kuin mahdollista ja annatte niihin vastaukset.
Ensimmäisiä kysymyksiä voisivat olla vaikkapa, miten ajatus avoimesta yliopistosta sai alkunsa, mikä avoimen yliopiston alkuperäinen idea oli ja niin edelleen.
Sitten työelämään. Robert Jennings on löytänyt lehtiilmoituksen perusteella itselleen sopivan työpaikan. Kuulette hänen puhelimitse ottavan yhteyttä sopiakseen tapaamisesta Fabulous Fabrics Limited -kangastehtaan henkilöstöpäällikön kanssa.
Fabulous Fabrics Limited.
This is Robert Jennings. Could I speak to Ms. Morgan, your personnel manager, please?
Just a moment, I'll connect you.
Geraldine Morgan speaking.
Ms. Morgan, good afternoon. My name is Robert Jennings. I'm calling about the vacancy in your sales department. It was advertised in the paper. I wonder if you've received my letter of application with my CV. I posted a week ago.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jennings. Mr. Robert Jennings, let me see. Jennings. Yes, I've got your application here.
I'd like to know if it would be possible for me to come for an interview. I'm truly interested in the kind of job you're offering. I think I'd be just the right person for your company. I've got...
Yes, well, you certainly sound keen. Now, let me see. Next week, yes. I think I can arrange some time for you next Thursday.
Next Thursday will be fine. What time should I come?
Come in the afternoon. I have an important meeting the same day, but let's say 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Does that suit you?
Yes, that's all right. Next Thursday, 2 o'clock. I'll be there then. I look forward to talking to you, Miss Morgan.
Good. See you then, Mr. Jennings. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Good afternoon. I'm Robert Jennings. I've got an appointment with Miss Morgan, your personnel manager, at 2 o'clock.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jennings. Robert Jennings? Yes, that's right. 2 o'clock. You're a little bit early, I see. I'm afraid you'll have to wait for a while. Miss Morgan is still at the meeting, and it seems it'll take more time than she expected.
That's okay. I can wait.
A bit nervous? That's quite understandable. We've had a lot of applicants for this vacancy. Take a seat over there by the window. There's an aquarium, too. Many people feel more relaxed looking at the fish. Please don't smoke. Smoking is allowed only in the special smoking cubicles on the fifth floor.
That's no problem. I don't smoke.
There's coffee in the coffee machine. Here, take these brochures. You can read about Fabulous Fabrics Limited while you are waiting. They might be useful for you. I'll tell you when Ms. Morgan is available.
Thank you.
Mr. Jennings, Ms. Morgan will see you now.
Good afternoon, Ms. Morgan. I'm Robert Jennings.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jennings. Lovely day, isn't it? Now, have a seat. I'm afraid I'll have to be quick about this. An extra meeting has come up.
I understand. Busy time of the year for your company, spring is.
Yes, actually it is. You know about it?
Your brochure was quite informative. Your promise of short and reliable delivery times must be demanding on the personnel.
Yes, it is. That's why all our employees are carefully chosen. They are well-trained and highly skilled people. We are not a big company, but we are one of the leading producers of high-tech microfiber fabrics.
And your flexibility comes from your having weaving, dyeing and finishing facilities of your own.
Yes, well, you have studied our brochure thoroughly enough, I can see. But now, let's get down to business. Your letter of application and CV was quite detailed and thorough, but I'd like to hear your answers to some questions in person as well.
Yes, of course.
Now, why did our advertisement appeal to you?
Outstanding opportunity. Enter the world of colourful fabrics. The picture from the factory floor with all those weaving machines controlled by computers. No, it wasn't just those things, but in the text it said, if you can rise to this challenge, then write to us. Well, I've always loved challenges, and this sounded like one.
You seem to understand us very well indeed. We take pride in the quality of our products, so that is not the problem when selling them. But you realise we work in a field where the competition is fierce, and we are not unaware that selling fabrics is not the most glamorous job for eager young salespeople.
Well, I'm not after any glamour. I'm quite prepared for hard, down-to-earth work.
Do you get along with people?
Yes, I do. As it says in my CV, I've been on a couple of human relationships courses.
That's right. What languages do you speak? I see here you have conversational skills in Russian.
Well, my Russian is a little bit rusty, but I speak German fluently.
That is good. We export to Germany. We are planning to do business in Russia, too. Are you willing to take a language course in Russian?
Of course.
Now, from your CV, I can see you have a good education. You went to university. Do you have a degree in chemistry?
Oh, yes. I forgot to be precise. I have an MSc in engineering, and chemistry was my minor subject.
Good. Now, what about computers? Are you computer literate?
Oh, did I forget that, too? I've worked with computers all my studying time. I own one, and I surf on the net and send and receive email and...
Yes, but do you have experience of the different uses of computers in industry? The production, the planning, customer contacts, orders, price offers, everything is computerized today.
Well, I'm eager to learn, and I learn quickly.
That's the right attitude. Lifelong learning is our motto here. Now, have you any questions to me before we finish?
Well, the pay. How much can I earn per year?
Right. Now, that was a very straightforward question. The pay will depend on how much you sell, and it will be negotiated yearly. Also, you will have a company car.
Sounds fair. How soon can I expect your decision?
You will hear from us in 3 weeks' time.
I look forward to that. I'm sure you will make the right choice.
We will. Goodbye, Mr. Jennings.
Goodbye, Miss Morgan. Thank you for your time.
Muuntakaa haastattelu nyt kertomukseksi siitä, mitä Robertilta kysyttiin ja mitä hän vastasi.
Siis esimerkiksi, the personnel manager asked him why he had got interested in the job.
Kiinnittäkää huomiota etenkin aikamuotojen muutoksiin ja sanajärjestykseen. Epäsuora kysymyshän on nyt sivulause, ei varsinainen kysymys.
Kurssin 3 keskeisiin rakenteisiin kuuluvat myös passiivin muodostaminen ja käyttö, samoin kuin adjektiivien ja adverbien vertailu.
Nyt vierailemme Loistokukka Oy:n kasvihuoneilla tutustumassa suomalaisten joulukukkien viljelyyn.
Sinne on saapunut ryhmä ulkomaisia turisteja, joiden oppaana toimii englantilainen puutarhuriharjoittelija Janet Coxon.
Join the group.
Welcome to the greenhouses of Loistokukka Oy, Grand Flowers Limited. I was told that the purpose of your visit to Finland is to learn as much as possible about market gardening, and you've come here to see how green plants and flowers are grown for the Christmas market. I'm Janet Coxon and...
Excuse me for interrupting, but you must be English. Do you live here in Finland?
Yes, I am English, but I don't live in Finland. I'm only staying here for a couple of months, working as a temporary help at Grand Flower Limited to complete my studies as a gardener.
Is studying abroad necessary for one to be a gardener?
No, it isn't. But if you have varied experience, it may help you to get a better job. Here in this nursery, they use more modern methods than in some other places. So by working here, you can obtain the latest know-how in this field. Holland would, of course, have been nearer to where I live, but I found Finland a more exotic place to come. But now, ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you to follow me, please? You'll first be taken to the Tulip House. Then we'll drop in Poinsettia Place, and last but not least, we'll see the Valley of the Lilies. The tour ends in our cafeteria, where refreshments are served. There you can also take your time and see what kind of flower arrangements, as well as garden decorations, we have for sale. The tour will take less than an hour. Please, this way.
Ooh, it's awfully cold here. We should have been told to bring warmer clothes with us.
It's darker, too, than I expected. It's only 4 o'clock.
So, this is a tulip house. Tulips are the most popular flowers, although they are also among the most difficult ones to grow. As you see, these tulips are about ready to be delivered to shops and markets.
The bulbs usually flower in spring, don't they? Are these tulips a special cultivated species that's meant for the Christmas market in particular?
Yes, they are. As to their origin... They are ordinary tulips, the life rhythm of which, so to speak, has been changed. Their normal season of rest has been moved and shortened to make them flower at the most appropriate time for the market. Treating the bulbs that way is called forcing. In other words, the plants are more or less forced to flower at a certain time.
That sounds really interesting. How is it done?
These methods have been mainly developed by the Dutch. After the bulbs have been grown in the open air, they are treated by a form of cryogenics, a method through which the plants are made to believe that the cold time of rest is over and it's time to start growing again.
Are all Christmas flowers that are grown in Finland also sold here?
Let's put it this way. Flowers are not normally exported from Finland at Christmas time because the demand in the domestic market is so great. Instead, flowers are imported here, even Christmas trees, and cut conifer sprigs, believe it or not, although Finland is considered a country of forests.
But plants need a lot of light and warmth, and in Finland it's very dark and cold in winter. How on earth is it possible to make it profitable to grow anything in greenhouses?
Well, that's a very good question. In addition to good care, light and warmth are the most important elements in growing flowers. Although earth gas is used here for heating, I suppose the energy bill must be huge because the greenhouses are lit by electricity.
But isn't it so that the more light, the more heat is also produced?
Yes, and in this nursery they know how to deal with that. The more light, the better quality flowers. In this greenhouse, for example, 100 watts are directed onto each square meter flower bed. But even if it sounds a lot, it is economical in the end because the heat that is produced in this way can be used for heating. In countries with a warmer climate, the same amount of light might be needed, but it would result in too warm conditions for the plants, and the extra warmth would then have to be cooled or ventilated. Then, either energy is wasted or the flowers don't get enough light, which leads to a weaker quality of flower.
How long does it take for a bulb to develop into a flower?
Tulip bulbs, for example, are shipped to Finland in August. The orders have already been submitted the previous year. They are planted as quickly as possible, but first they are grown in the dark to prevent the flowers from developing too soon. In October, they are replanted in a light place, and as a result of that, plus the increase of heating, leaves and flowers start developing quickly.
Do the flowers sometimes open too early or too late?
Of course. Something unexpected may happen. A major electric breakdown, for example, could be a disaster. But the growing conditions have been stabilized to a great extent, and so normally everything goes as planned. In this nursery, different cultivars have been laboratory tested for years, and the growth of the plants are monitored constantly, and the results are recorded in computer files. Thus, it is possible to divine a sell-by date for the flowering plants, similar to the best-before dates of groceries. This means, among other things, that flowers need not be sold before they have developed to a certain stage. In this way, the customer can be confident that his or her plant will be at its best at a given time, and it is guaranteed that it will blossom for the period of time promised on the tag attached to the plant.
This all sounds very scientific.
It is. But how about moving on? And here we are now in the Valley of the Lilies, where we grow lilies of the valley, among other things. By the way, these are my favourites.
Mine too.
What are those red ones called? They're some kind of lilies too, aren't they?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to finish the tour. I'll take you now to our cafeteria, where you can also do some shopping. I'll be there too, so if there's anything more you'd like to know, feel free to ask.
Miss Coxon. It was Miss Coxon, wasn't it? May I ask you something?
Of course.
There are some really beautiful green plant arrangements here. If I buy something in here, will I be able to take it back home without it being frozen to death?
Well, as you see, the smaller ones already have plastic sleeves around them, so they will be perfectly safe with some more wrapping around. If you choose a large plant, it will be wrapped up in a proper manner to protect it from chill and physical damage. But I'm not sure if you are allowed to import live plants into your country. Our plants are, of course, inspected for disease, but you never know about the customs regulations. But if you wish, I could try and find out for you.
If you don't mind. That's very sweet of you.
Ohjelmissamme olemme usein kehottaneet teitä laatimaan omia dialogeja, keskusteluja eri tilanteissa.
Innostaaksemme teitä taas kerran tähän harjoitteluun, päätämme tämänkertaisen ohjelmamme Lotan ja Marian kahden lukiolaisen laatimaan keskusteluun.
Heidän aiheenaan oli ulkomaalaisen vieraan tapaaminen ja noutaminen lentokentältä.
Lotta ja Maria esittävät itse vuoropuhelun.
Excuse me, but are you Jane Smith?
Yes, I am. And may I ask who you are?
Oh, of course. I'm Helena Tuominen, Anna's friend. She wasn't able to come, but she gave me a rough description of you. She said that you would look like a typical Englishman, but my imagination of an Englishman is something totally different.
Well, I have actually Chinese background. Maybe Anna got mixed up. It's been a long time since we last met.
Okay, shall we go then? Is it okay if I put some music on?
Yeah, sure. Oh, what is this?
Oh, I guess you've never heard this before. It's a Finnish band called Leningrad Cowboys.
Hey, wait. Is this the same band where those men have funny hairdos and boots?
Yeah, that's it.
I thought it was a Russian band.
Believe it or not, it's actually Finnish.
It's very cold. Is it that cold here always?
Actually, at the moment, it isn't even that cold. Usually the weather is much colder.
There's so much forest. Doesn't it ever end?
Oh, sure it does, but it's true that we have a lot of forest. Would you like me to tell you something about Finland?
Yes, I like that very much.
Well, the best way to get to know Finland is to travel around so that you can meet different people and see different parts of the country.
Oh, yeah, that would be really nice. I would definitely like to visit Lapland.
I wonder if you have heard that in the summertime, the sun doesn't set at all in Lapland.
Not at all? I wonder how people can sleep then.
Oh, we're used to it, I guess.
My cousin has told me that many Finns spend nearly the whole summer at their summer cottages. How do they spend their time there?
There are as many ways to spend time as there are people. People do lots of things. Swimming, fishing, camping, going to sauna, and whatever comes to their minds. There are many kinds of festivals around Finland during the summertime.
It seems to me that Finns really enjoy the summertime. I have visited Finland only once before, and it was in winter too. I'm really looking forward to see your summer, because you Finns are always talking about it.
Yeah, we're like different people then. We are eager to tell foreign people that we have a summer here too, because they usually think that it's always winter here with polar bears. Oh, we arrived!
Yes, the time really flew by.